Work.
Hello and welcome to the Uncorked Gamers Podcast. How can I help you? You're on Candid Microphone. Yes, you are.
Malito Gordo.
You called me Maldito Gordo on the microphone here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to say, hi, Jeffrey, how you doing?
Somehow I feel like you did not mean to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. You see that stumbling for words there? Yeah. Classic classic tale of a lie.
No, it's just, I mixed up my words and I don't know.
She's trying to support your weight loss, man. I gave you some motivation.
Is that what you're doing, Yolis?
That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate any help that I can get when it comes to motivation because, you know, sometimes I feel like I do need it.
Oh, I can motivate you all day long if you want me to.
Yes, yes. Call me desgraciado. All day.
All day. I think I catch on a bad time, but I can call you back later.
Oh, anytime we're on the podcast is not a bad time.
Well, I have your stuff.
Oh. Whoa. Okay, we're not supposed to talk about that right here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got you. I'll pick it up later.
That stuff, and you can pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up today.
All right. Call me back.
All right, I will. Okay.
Or text me, or just stop by, whatever.
I'll go. Let's not continue talking about this.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Welcome to episode 177 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to talk to you about a lot of things, including Mexican songs for children.
Which I don't understand. And I'm Mexican.
What's not to understand? Snakes, oceans,
fruits,
ladies selling fruits, let my children pass, but not the children behind me that are also mine, just like the old man the other day. What's not to understand about that?
You're right. Makes perfect sense.
You just gotta put on the Mexican mindset, man. You gotta put your Mexican hat on.
But that's, the thing about that is there's a game associated. Not a game, like a dance game?
No, yeah, it's a children's song. Yeah. You know, like a ring around the posies.
Yeah, exactly the same. Yeah. You hold each other and stuff and go in this little circle thing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It used to be a thing. It's not a thing anymore.
That's probably a thing in Mexico, so.
Maybe, yeah. Definitely children around this area, not a thing.
No, I mean, if it's not on the iPhone, no.
The culture is being lost, man.
Yeah, the culture's been lost for a long time. I mean,
I don't want to believe it.
When's the last time you
but it's true.
Walked past a Mexican youth about around your age and they said, hello, how was your day? Because when I went to Mexico, they still do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The culture's lost, man. It's been lost.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
No, the culture that everybody swears about, oh yeah, no, I got Mexican culture, Mexican pride, man. See? Watch how I drink these Coronas. See that culture? Watch how I take these Coronas and I leave it on your lawn when I'm done with it. Instead of putting it in the trash. Yeah, Mexicano pride. That's not Mexicano.
You know, Mexicans recycle the glass like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets you like a huge price discount the next time you go and buy
it. It's not huge, dude. They just the price of the bottle.
But it makes it feel like a huge discount.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. You know what I mean? Like, people... Like, the... It's essentially, it's CRV.
And it's like you get to take it to the store. Any store you're going to buy it from.
Yeah. You turn in your bottles, and you just pay for the liquid inside, and not the actual bottle. So, here in the States, they'll always charge you CRV, no matter what, because you can't return it to the store. But you can take it to a recycling center, and a lot of people don't do that.
The recycling centers are harder and harder to find these days. There's less in this area. There used to be, like, one on, like, every... You know, five, six blocks. Or a little...
There's one behind Safeway.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I haven't been there in a few months.
Because there used to probably be one.
Probably close to a year.
Yeah, because there used to be one by Tropicana, where that is now. Precesa 2 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be one out there, and that one went away. There's a main, like, one that's in downtown, and that one, like, has moved two or three times. I'm not even sure if it's even in Watsonville anymore at this point. The one behind Safeway, I think I went, started going there, and then, like, it stopped being there for a while. Maybe they came back.
So, the one behind Safeway is associated directly with the liquor store. It used to be Safeway, because they had, like, a Safeway check. They could only cash inside Safeway or something. But now it's the liquor store that's in that same shopping center. So you have to go to that that liquor store and they'll cash the checks for you. It's weird, right?
Something wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. Because then you're gonna buy more bottles and cans. You're
gonna buy some alcohol.
It's a vicious circle. Except I buy bottles that I can't really take back. Like whiskey bottles.
You can't take a whiskey bottle back?
I don't think they charge you CRV for whiskey bottles.
Huh. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know, but they don't.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's only like a single serving kind of stuff.
Huh.
No, that's not necessarily true, because 2-liter bottles are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, or even like glass jars, like that are food products in glass jars. You can't, there's no CRV on that.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Those dirty monsters.
It's a strange world, man.
Yeah.
It's a strange world we're living in.
Well, don't worry, man. It's going to get a whole lot weirder come May 25th, because that is the release date of...
May 25th, it's the release date of...
Wild guess. Take wild guess.
That prison game.
Nope.
Well, that's coming out this month.
Yeah, I know.
The cool thing about that game is that you only need one copy.
Yep.
I still love that, dude. I love that.
Oh, I know. Man, I hope that game gets really good reviews, so I want to pick it up.
Wonderful, man. Kirby's, what is it? Friendly Adventure or whatever. For the Switch.
Kirby's Suck and Blow game.
That one's coming out this month.
This month? I said May.
Oh, you said May?
I said May.
Oh, is it, May? April. March, April, May. May! Jesus Christ. That's like 2 months from now, dude. Who cares?
You care.
Is it God of War?
No, it's not God of War. That's coming out like
in April. Well, I care about God of War.
It's Detroit. Become Human.
Oh, no way!
Yeah. They got an official release date. It's done.
I didn't read that. What the hell?
That's what I figured. That would have been like the first thing you would have read on the internet. You would have just like...
For some reason, I missed that. What the crap?
Yeah, I think pre-orders might be live already, too.
I love that game.
I think there's a pre-order that gets you a copy of Heavy Rain, if I'm not mistaken. But I cannot find that currently, so look that up on your own. Double check it.
Oh, God, yes. Free shippings. The free shippings.
The Amazon discount.
Yeah.
But I also got some bad news on top of that.
It's not really coming out, is it?
No, it's not related with Detroit. But it is related with something you love.
Is it Nintendo?
No.
Oh, because I love Nintendo.
You do love Nintendo.
Is it God of War?
No.
Is it
Binding of Isaac? But it's related to God of War.
It's related to God of War.
Not the new game coming out, but the franchise as a whole.
Oh, I don't know.
David Jaffe's new studio got shut down. The Bartlett Jones Supernatural Detective Agency has closed its doors. David Jaffe created God of War.
I thought he was working for Santa Monica.
No, he was, and he went and created his own studio.
Huh, okay.
And they did the Drawn to Death.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember, you know, you were a super fan.
Yeah, I really wanted to play that game at the
But are you a super fan? Because you didn't even know what he was associated with.
Yeah.
No, maybe I should have gotten a look at that toy car.
He loved me. I tell you, people love me, and I don't know why. It's a curse, man. I didn't even like the guy. I don't even know who the hell he was, man. I think I would have recognized that guy. Nah, but I played the part. I played the part, and he showed me his new toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played the part so well that he didn't even care about the next five people that were the part.
I'm good, man. All right.
They gave away a bunch of props that they had in their studio away for free. He said, like, you know, normally studios donate the stuff to charities and stuff like that, but it was, like, some of it was so big, you know, like, they had, like, a replica of Sweet Tooth's, like, machete and stuff like that. Mm. And, like, some of it was so big, the shipping logistics, they didn't have time to try to figure that out before they actually had to shut down. So it was like, all right, anybody in the L.A. area, you know, like, if you want to stop by, pick up some gaming memorabilia.
That must have been chaotic.
Yeah, for free. Give it out for free. So we'll see where he ends up next. I mean, he's a free agent again, I guess.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
Back at making Sony games.
Maybe.
New Sweet Tooth game, huh?
Like a solo Sweet Tooth game?
Yeah, why not?
It's like the story of Sweet Tooth. Yeah, how why not?
He's the most popular guy in the franchise.
How Sweet Tooth caught his flame back.
That sounds like a documentary of his fall and then rise again, dude.
That would be a good David Jaffe documentary.
Because you know that dude was on drugs.
That was their official report now, but I looked into his eyes and I saw the heroin swirling around.
It was still in there.
It was still
in there. You could see his skin crawling with it, man. There's so much of it. I was like, how's this dude not dead right now? That's a joke for heroin addicts.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Also, Microsoft has announced a new monthly streaming show where you can get insider information about games and Xbox.
Ooh, insider information.
The show is called Inside Xbox. And actually, this Saturday, it's going to be the first official episode where you get to see some behind-the-scenes stuff for Sea of Thieves.
That's coming out this month, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of games coming out this month.
Let's see. It's going to happen this Saturday, March 10th at 12 p.m. Pacific time.
12 p.m. Pacific time. Speaking of 12 p.m. Pacific time, Nintendo's going to have Nintendo Direct tomorrow.
All right. You want to bring that up?
Hey!
You want to bring
it's the that time? It's up? The time?
No. After this, I guess some more games coming out this month.
Okay, that's fine. What the hell, Nintendo? What the hell? Oh, Nintendo Directs. Oh, tomorrow. Nintendo Directs on Wednesdays. Tomorrow. Every Wednesday, Nintendo Direct. Podcast. All right, we're recording on Wednesdays now. Cool. That means we're going to be able to talk about Nintendo Directs right after they happen. What does Nintendo do? Oh, Thursday. We're going to do it on Thursday now.
It's the one.
They don't like us.
The one, dude.
No, they found out about it. They're like,
No. It's like they had kickboxing class on Tuesdays. And so they can't make it on Tuesdays any longer, dude.
They weren't making it on Tuesday.
I mean Wednesday. They have kickboxing class on Wednesday.
I was like, oh, cool. I saw the headline, Nintendo Direct, incoming Nintendo Direct. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, we'll have something like some new interesting Nintendo stuff to talk about.
I
the same damn
thing when I saw it, dude. I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch this right now then.
Yeah.
And before I come to the podcast. And then I was like, oh, tomorrow. I was like, okay.
I was so miffed. I was like, you have to be kidding me. Like, literally the first time they do it since we moved to Wednesday recording.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But there's going to be a tennis game talked about. Huh?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's, like, instantly in love with the fact that there's a tennis game. I never cared about this Mario sports franchise.
I don't know why, but tennis is fun.
It's... You're running back and forth hitting the ball. How's that more fun than any other sports game?
It's about the competition, bro. It's more fun because you get to swing your arms widely inside your own, like, living room. When do you ever get to do that? When do you ever swing your arms widely in your living room? Tell me.
Whenever I need to punch somebody.
In your living room?
Yeah, let's not talk about the abuse that happens.
And it's freaking fun, dude. It's freaking fun. Yeah. Right?
I mean, yeah. Presumably this one, because it's going to be on Switch, will let you do that.
And there's also, like, another, like real kind of tennis game coming out.
Oh, who cares about that?
That's what I'm saying! That's exactly what I'm saying!
That was a bad move on their part. whoever that company was.
Come on, man. It's like golf games, dude. Like, I mean, if it ain't cartoonish, it's not gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen. You're gonna lose out so much money, dude. It's just gone.
Yeah. I mean, look at the successful golf games. Mario Golf.
Mario Golf, man.
And Hot Shots Golf, which I guess...
Hot Shots!
Yeah.
Yeah! And then there was that one that came out with the Giants or whatever? With the giant
robots? 100-foot robot? That one didn't do so well.
No? Oh, okay, never mind. let's pretend I didn't mention that one. So I got a... Jeff's Corner! No. Game's coming out this month.
Okay.
Get to the mic.
Okay.
You're halfway across the room.
I'm sorry. Okay, so, there's a few.
I heard Nino in there.
Yeah.
Nino Kuni comes out March 23rd.
That's this month. Yeah!
Ghost of a Tale comes out March 13th.
That's the one you like. So you're playing on the computer with your little mouse and like the barred outfit.
Little mousey put
it on. Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
That game was hella cool.
Coming out this month.
PSVR Golem comes out March 13th.
Golem.
Like Lord of the Rings Golem?
No, the VR one where you had the sword.
Oh, Golem.
Yeah.
Golem?
Yeah.
Golem.
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 See, a Thieves, you guys already talked about that.
I was very surprised that I didn't get sick off that game.
Yeah, you're going to buy it and bring it over here and play it, then let me borrow it?
I'm still trying to... Like, there's a lot of stuff coming. Okay, so Way Out comes out on...
That's that prison game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
March 23rd, yeah. Oh, man, that's a busy week at the end of the month.
If you're into the Atelier series...
Atelier?
The new one comes out, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
RPG.
It sounds like a strategy game.
It's an RPG game. Atelier, RPG Lydia, and Swell, The Alchemist and the Mysterious Paintings.
Comes out March 27th. What? Far Cry 5 comes out March 27th.
No way. Is it this month?
According to this list, she has,
according
yeah.
To Jesus, game, okay. This is the GameSpot list.
Oh, see.
Oh, that's my site.
That's your site, yeah.
Oh, what? We don't care about anything.
Pretty...
Oh, the other sites were like, yeah. Dude. We didn't put effort in.
Yeah,
that's like four.
And that's just the things we might actually care about.
That's four big games coming out like at the end of this month, pretty much.
Where's Kirby? Oh, I mentioned Kirby.
Wait, and Titan Quest is getting ported over to console.
Titan Quest
is porting.
It's an old. It's a new company picked up the rights to an old Diablo.
Damn it! Is it a point and click?
No, it's not.
It's Diablo style.
It's Diablo style. Okay. Titan Quest will be on PS4 and Xbox One on March 20th.
Huh. Man, that company is really going for it. They picked up the rights to this game that was developed like 6 years ago. And like, they're like, they came out with a new expansion. They came out with like a free anniversary edition. Anybody that owned the previous ones and now they're porting it to consoles, like they're really going for it. Like, bravo to that company.
Right, another thing, Jenny LeClue does not have a release date yet.
Then we don't care.
But it has a completely free playable teaser. You just have to go to their website and download it.
Well, here's what I have to say about that. The same thing that me and Jeff both have to say about it. Yeah, cool. I'll check it out. But we never will.
Nope.
Oblitz will have a new announcement at E3.
Why do I know that name?
You don't.
It's the cutesy game that everybody's super excited about.
You really don't know.
Yeah, isn't the fighting game?
Nope.
Yeah, no, you don't know.
No fighting.
You really don't. You honestly, you don't know.
Why does that sound familiar to me?
Because she's probably spattered out of the middle of a sentence before.
That artwork. Everybody's super excited about it.
By everybody, do you mean...
A lot of people in the gaming industry. It's made by a very small team.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh.
And,
you know what else is made by a small team? Hellblade. Actually, not that small.
I still want to play that game.
It was on sale.
I know it was!
It's on, like, right now.
No.
Yeah.
PS4?
Yeah. $20 again.
What?
Yeah.
It was already $20.
No, that on sale. It went back down to the sale price of $20. Because it was $29.99.
It was $30. Yeah, it was $30.
Cyan Studio has announced a new game called Ferment.
Firmament. Yeah, the trailer's out.
It is a VR steampunk game.
Sign Studios, for you that don't understand, is the people that created Myst, that one game people always talk about. This is a point-and-click adventure game, super famous and popular for selling the CD-ROM.
Did you hear that? Point-and-click adventure.
It honestly didn't sell the CD-ROM, it just came bundled with CD-ROMs.
Again, point-and-click adventure.
Seventh Guest was accredited to selling CD-ROMs, but that game kind of sucks by today's standards, whereas Myst... totally playable.
Can I continue?
You don't want to be a point-and-click adventure player.
Abduction.
There's some hilarious games in point-and-click adventure land.
Abduction is just waiting for Sony to okay it before it's on PlayStation VR.
So but it's a game we're going to own because it's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's just going to happen. And if you go to Myst.com, there is a teaser up for the 25th anniversary of Myst. But... be warned, the website does take like 5 minutes to load because it's there. Yeah. It takes like 5 minutes.
Because the website was came out when the game came out.
No, it didn't.
And they haven't updated it since. Just like Myst.
If I remember right, Myst.com is where you used to go to play Myst Online. And they, in the past year or two, have just gotten the rights back to Myst Online. So I'm really hoping it has something to do with that. But it's just a image of a book with a post-it note and a pen, and then underneath it's perhaps the ending hasn't been written. So, I'm excited. Right. Go back to your stuff.
Back into your box, pointing clicker.
Eh.
that was your
update
segment of
on
games.
Everything that's not
the games
shooters.
Games that me and Jeff normally wouldn't talk about.
Yep.
Oh, you're right. It's taking forever to load.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
but that is actually, that is pretty cool to doing something with Myst again, because that is like, that is a gaming hallmark. So it's cool to see that coming back. You know, all these old retro games you used to play coming back in big ways. Mega Man's coming back.
Atari's coming back,
yeah.
New console. It's crazy. Although we don't really know how it works, right?
Game Developers Conference starts... on March 19th and runs through March
23rd. Really?
Yep.
Wow, okay. Do we know when Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo are doing anything?
Oh, it's a game to... do they do stuff there?
Yeah, they do talks and stuff like that, and sometimes they might do small announcements. Or maybe a hardware announcement, like, say, if they do anything on sale.
I don't know.
Okay. Session schedule. I mean, that is... mostly the business talk side of the conferences, so.
Yeah, there's been some really good talks. Like, there was an interview with the creators of Myst in which the guy who made Fez asked them questions. It was kind of interesting.
Was the question, was his first question is, why do your fans like you and hate me?
And that was before he made his game. He wanted to know what inspired them.
God.
No, apparently Dungeons and Dragons helped.
Well, yeah, that inspired video games in general.
Like,
Dragon Quest. Ultima Online. Ultima.
And also,
Ooh, there's going to be a talk by one of the people at Guerrilla Games about bringing life to the machines of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Over a billion killed in the first year.
Or the art of Edith
Finch. I want the real ones. I want my Jurassic
system?
Parks.
What?
They're giving a Guerrilla Games is going to give a talk on creating new AI systems for Horizon.
No, I think they're talking about the AI they created for the game. Yeah. Anyway, on to the next piece of news. So you got your Twitch back.
I ran a mile in 15 minutes.
All right, fine. Let's not talk about Twitch.
14 minutes.
Forget I'm even on this podcast.
Well, my mile was 14 minutes and 16 seconds, but I ran for a total of 15 minutes.
That's some good cardio.
Yeah. I surprised myself.
Let me get you down to 8-minute mile.
That's that's...
You got 2 weeks? We'll get you there.
2 weeks? There's no way I'm getting there in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's... What? You winked at me when you said that.
Well, do you... I'm going to motivate you.
I'm going to chase after you. Yeah.
Why are you taking off your clothes? You better start running, boy. Don't let me catch you.
It reminds me of a joke. I can't say that joke. Oh, man. Never mind. I cannot say that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Twitch.
Yeah, what?
You got your Twitch back?
Oh, yeah. That happened like 5 weeks ago, dude.
How do you feel about the new Twitch guidelines?
What?
The new Twitch guidelines.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No. I'm not going to get naked on stream.
No, the new Twitch guidelines to say, hey, if you're going to be wearing a bathing suit, you better be on the beach.
That's almost... So that goes hand in hand with the nakedness one.
Just green screen a beach behind you.
Oh, yeah. Is that loophole?
Maybe.
What? I think that would...
No, Twitch is like, right? Twitch is like, why is your computer desk at the beach?
Because I like the beach, and I like gaming.
Why does half the beach have a carpet on it?
It's...
so you don't get sand in your computer.
Yeah!
And basically, it's like, hey, make sure your Twitch viewers aren't harassing people in your Twitch chat.
No.
Because creators are role models! And leaders of the communities they create or foster around them. We ask you make good faith effort to quell any efforts from those in your community to harass others.
Hey, isn't harassing already against their guidelines?
Yeah, I think it sounds like they're making the Twitch streamer
a little bit more responsible.
Now, supposedly people are assuming that as long as you say, hey guys, quit it, Twitch is like, alright, you tried.
I don't think it's their job. They can't control other people. It shouldn't be their job. That's why we have global admins, man. Come on. Yeah, do your job, admins. Yeah,
and also the dress code.
Do your job and don't spend my account.
We recommend creators wear attire that would be publicly appropriate for the context, location, and activity they are broadcasting.
So obviously, if we're broadcasting games, we have to look like we live in a basement.
What about if I'm in the sauna? Huh?
Well, then you would be wearing appropriate attire.
Which would be a towel.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
I mean, it'd be appropriate, so. I mean, that should be okay, right?
Yeah. It's appropriate for the scenery, you know?
So, when are you going to quit Twitch, man? Jump on Mixer. It's a new hot thing. It's the Microsoft one.
Huh? Microsoft?
Speaking of Microsoft.
Never!
Hellblade might be coming to Xbox One.
Yeah. It's already on PC.
Alright, fine. No, okay. Let's not give...
I'm just saying it's on PC,
let's not encourage the Xbox fan base to pick up Hellblade, you know, because of
how... Every Xbox game is a PC game.
That's a valid point.
Now what?
No, you're right. I can't. Speaking of PCs, the PC Master Race!
Nah.
Oculus Rifts. Stop working today.
What do you mean they stop? They can't stop working.
They did.
They're not connected to like the internets to make them do things.
They get firmware updates.
Oh god!
Oculus has confirmed Rifts around the world stop working this morning due to an expired software certification. The company is currently working to resolve the issue.
Okay, you can't say PC Master Race because what did PlayStation or Sony do with the PlayStation 3 ones? They broke all the PlayStation 3s through an update.
Mine never broke. It wasn't all of them.
It wasn't all of them. It was an update.
Yeah, there was an update.
Yeah, and it broke a bunch of.
How many PC updates have broken computers?
PC has been out there longer, dude. PS3 has a short lifespan.
How many Windows updates have broken your computer in the last month?
Zero.
Because he never updated.
Four. Every single update Windows puts out breaks something I actually use.
You don't use your computer.
No, I use this one now.
That one's not broken.
I haven't let it update.
I'm saying. This is why I don't like PC stuff. Somebody come in and mess up with some little piece of code. And that, you know, that doesn't work for nobody no more.
There's gonna be
it's a $300 thing you bought.
At GDC, there's going to be a talk about using Twitch extensions and how to make your Twitch streaming experience better.
Update 4.8. On the PlayStation 3. Broke the PlayStation 3.
Not every... It was like 1 in 3, maybe?
I don't understand how that's possible.
It's possible because these updates can sometimes rewrite things, and if they rewrite it and it kind of has like a little hiccup.
It's the same.
And it doesn't rewrite it properly. Programs. Programs are weird. Programs are weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't be talking about like PC Master Race like that, man.
I'm saying, you
know, I'm PC Master Race now.
If you jumped in the VR on the PC Master Race with the Oculus Rift, you know, you'd be crying right now.
You know, there's other consoles.
You'd be angry right now. You'd be fuming.
I probably would if I wanted to play it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you wouldn't spend.
And I just spent money on a new game too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would especially make me angry.
God of War won't have any microtransactions, says director.
As it shouldn't.
No, we're talking about like no purchasable, which it's kind of weird.
No, wait. Like costume packs and stuff like that is different,
though. That's a microtransaction.
No, it's not the same, dude. It's not the same because usually microtransactions are stuff to help you help you out with the game.
By definition, a microtransaction is simply an add-on to the game that costs less than the original game. I know
it's
just a purchase,
but it's not microtransactions are made to help you out with the game, dude. That's the point of the thing, and they offer other stuff too with costumes and stuff like that. So if it's just a costume thing.
I was going to say, it seems kind of weird to say it's not going to have microtransactions, but it still has a pre-order bonus that gets you costumes.
Pre-order bonus, man. You know, that's incentive, man.
Have you seen the limited edition PS4 Pro?
The God of War one?
Yeah. That's pretty. That's probably one of the nicest ones I've seen.
But you know the funny thing is? It doesn't come with the game.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I heard that the game wasn't part of it.
I just looked at pictures of it, and I was like, that's a pretty looking PlayStation 4.
So I don't know if they're actually just coming out with the console's just coming out on its own. So.
It's a bundle, though. It says PS4 Pro bundle.
Oh, it's a bundle?
We'll release alongside the game April 20th. It's available for pre-order now.
Alongside the game.
For $400, which is the price of a PS4 Pro. So yeah, it probably doesn't come with the game. Yeah.
What kind of bundle is that? Oh, it comes with a controller. Look, yeah, so does the other ones.
Editor team, can you figure out what a bundle is? I mean, come on.
Stupid. Snakes.
PlayStation.
Snakes.
Sony PlayStation has refused to sell a game on the PlayStation Store.
What? Huh?
They have straight
up. What was the question?
They have refused to sell a game on the PS Store. They have said no.
Oh, that dating game or whatever?
The Super Seducer game.
Yeah, Super Seducer. The seducing game, not the dating game. It teaches you...
how to pick up girls?
Yeah, how to pick up girls. You know, this is. I think this game helps out the community because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are scared to talk to girls and you know, this will help them out. Yeah.
Because according to like a lot of Steam reviews, the game basically tells you how to harass people.
Well, I mean, if you take it too far, just like any other game, like some people will take, you know, Mortal Kombat too far and start like, you know, like setting people on fire. There's always going to be those people, you know, but it's just,
it's a small, Mortal Kombat.
It's a small percentage of people that are acting out because of what they saw in the game.
If you haven't heard about this game, it's a FMV game. It's all like videos. It's kind of like Telltale. Where this guy's basically acting out these little cutscenes. And you get to choose, like, oh, I'm going to say this to the girl, I'm going to say that to the girl. And he'll act it out. Yeah, you know, it's all live action.
By the way, this game's already out on PC, on Steam.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's like a $10 game, too. So, it's pretty damn cheap. Learn how to seduce girls for $10.
Hashtag innocent flirting.
Yeah, that's sponsored. Hell yeah, dude. What? I mean, have you seen the cost of these seminars, bro? Seminars are like $60, $80,
no, man. I've never looked into a dating seminar.
It's not a dating seminar. It's a harassment seminar, dude.
What?
How to harass people. Especially women folk. Well, only women folk, really.
I mean, no, I'm sure you can apply these skills to any folk you want.
Hey, what was that name? What was the name of that guy, that really tall dude? This had like these help self-help seminars.
Oh, Anthony Roberts?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Or Tony Roberts?
Tony! Yeah. It was Tony, yeah.
Short for Anthony, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My brother actually got some of his tapes at one point.
Really?
Yeah. They actually might be in the house somewhere still.
Yeah. No, was it Roberts? I don't think it was Roberts anymore. Tony seems right. He was in the movie. He was in with Jack Black. And the dude from Seinfeld, George Costanza. What was that movie? Where he hypnotized him. He hypnotized him so he can see, like, the beauty in people.
Oh.
And he started going out with that really fat chick.
Oh, it was Gwyneth Paltrow. And
Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah. And she was, I think she was in a fat costume, right?
Yeah.
It was actually her? Yeah, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like Skin Deep now. That sounds more like a porno.
Mm-hmm. That movie.
Yeah. That was not a good movie.
Of which?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
Robbins? That sounds... Yeah,
that could be. I wish the name That Movie would be a great title for a movie.
I think there is probably a movie called That Movie. Nier Automata. Automata.
Holds it's Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, there you go. Nier Automata still holds a final unpleasant secret, according to its developers. There's 26 endings. People found all the endings.
So there's still something in there that people haven't
So the developers said there's still something in there and they won't tell you how to do it because it's too dark.
Which ending? Which game?
Data miners, here we go.
No, people already data mined the game.
What?
Yeah.
You have to probably have to delete character files, right?
But no, that's one of the endings.
For which one?
Nier Automata.
Huh.
The has yet to be discovered. It will definitely be unpleasant, so the developers will not officially announce what it is for various reasons. This specification was put into the game. If they are more detailed about what it is, problems might occur, so they cannot say anything more. It is the final secret of Nier Automata.
Problems? What kind of problems, dude? What are you talking about?
I don't know, maybe it's them, like, insulting the director or something. Yeah, maybe it's like a Metal Gear. Like, Konami sucks. Kojima rules. Platinum games forever.
Platinum.
But they only did half the work, right? Since they got Capcom to finish it or something like that, or yeah. All right, this is my last little piece of news for this week. It's not necessarily game related, but I think it's freaking hilarious. So you know Amazon Echo, Alexa, and all that stuff.
The Alexa, yeah. There's a lot of commercials for it right now.
Yeah. Have you heard about what's been happening recently with it?
Oh my god. Is she harassing people?
Not quite.
They changed the voice?
So this has been happening and...
To a dude?
Google doesn't know what's going on. They're looking into it.
Oh wait, this is bad.
No, this is amazing and hilarious.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
So first of all, Google's not always listening to people, not always giving people responses to what they want. Alexa. Isn't always responding to people's requests, first of all. Second of all, people have been finding Alexa will start to just laugh. Some people compare it to a witch cackling randomly, even if they're not in the room.
What?
Yeah. Next, apparently at least to one person, Alexa randomly started listing the nearest cemeteries. And funeral homes.
No way.
Yeah. And apparently, if you go on Twitter, there's a bunch of people that are posting little videos of their Alexa just randomly laughing.
It's kind of, like, really creepy.
Right?
Yes? Holy crap, dude. I don't know. That's actually a scary...
Yeah, one person on Twitter said, or it's just somebody's Twitter thing they wrote, so Alexa decided to laugh randomly while I was in the kitchen, freaked at Snooty Juicer and I out. I thought a kid was laughing behind me.
Way to go, Alexa.
That is amazing.
Scaring people since 2018.
Oh my god, whoever did this hack or whatever.
Someone did that, dude. Someone must have did that, dude. At Google. Someone at Google did this on purpose.
Maybe. Actually, it's Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, yeah, sorry.
Amazon, yeah. No, I was messing up too, but whoever did this, oh man. Bravo. That's just genius.
I like that guy too.
And it made me so happy to hear this. I mean, not happy, you know, sorry for the
people. You know I'm looking up these videos, right?
We'll do it on the TV. I gotta see this. Because I heard one of them, it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was a witch cackling, because the one I heard was like, or something like that. And I was like, okay. And that's the one that said, like, sound like a kid or whatever. I can see that. But I want to find that one where it sounds like witch cackling.
Okay. So what is the purpose of Alexa? What does she do?
It's
just like Siri, right?
Yes.
Except like you have her at home.
Well, Siri has home ones too. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's Amazon's version of Siri.
But that's it, right? It doesn't do anything special other
than... Well, no, you can be like, hey, Alexa, order me, you know, this from Amazon, and it'll place the order for you. And
sure, because it's connected to Amazon, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than just searching for things on your phone.
Yeah,
it just seems pointless to me. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's just the how lazy you are, right? It's like, oh, you know, Alexa, play this album off of my, you know.
And that's what sells.
Yeah.
Whatever makes people lazier sells. Mm-hmm. Fat Americans, man. Fat Americans.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to hijack somebody's little Alexa or something.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
That was a ghost whale coming out of Alexa. Yeah.
Woo!
So good.
Let's try something here.
All right. You want to try?
Okay, Google. Do you know Alexa?
I like Alexa's cool blue light. Plus, we share an affinity for Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right. So, my Google assistant knows Alexa and likes her.
Cool.
So, I guess she's not so bad.
She's not so bad?
Not so bad. Okay, Google. Do you know Siri?
You know Siri? What a small world. Hope she's doing well.
Okay.
Google's really nice.
Yeah. The only thing I hate about the Google one is that it's your Google Assistant.
Right. It doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a name.
And I hate that.
You get to give it whatever name you want.
Okay, Google. What is your name?
I'm your Google Assistant, and I'm ready to assist.
You're stupid is what you are.
No, tell it.
No.
Okay,
Google. She needs to have a name.
I think you can program a name.
Okay, Google.
That's what we've devolved into.
Okay, Google.
These came back from a search.
No, that you're activating mine.
Google, you're not listening to me. Don't type it in. Talk to her.
No, I'm responding to somebody right now.
Oh.
Question of the week.
Yes, it is time for the innocent flirting update.
Oh. Here are some results from a search.
Relationship warning. 4 signs that you're flirting is flirting with. Oh, Urban Dictionary. Innocent flirting. Let's see what Urban Dictionary
is. That doesn't sound good.
A term used to justify flirting with people for entertainment purposes. For entertainment purposes only, but not because there's a sincere interest in anyone being flirted with. Number 2. A married person who continues to flirt with people outside their marriage just to prove that they still got it.
That should be the profile like information on the Twitter. The innocent flirting Twitter.
I'm a married person who continues to flirt with people
outside. No, don't even say
it. Why not?
Get just the definition. The straight definition.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's good. That's good.
A married person.
Specifically a married person, yeah. Yeah. He continues to flirt with other people outside of the marriage just to prove that they still got it. Well, you know what? I still got it.
Well, I mean, you don't know that you still got it.
Oh, I know.
Until you seal the deal.
Oh, you can't seal the deal, though.
Can't. Then how do you know you're not? Do you really got it?
Because you get responded to. You get responded to, man, and that's all it takes. That's all you need, you know? That's all you need.
Yeah. So, innocent flirting update. You got a response. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I got responses. Yeah. So whoever thought this was going to be like a one-a-day thing, yeah, it's not going to be a one-a-day thing. It's going to be like a one-a-week thing. So just so you guys know, because then I'm just going to run out of info. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you guys all the info on me. There's going to be some stuff that I'm not going to share because it's, like, really innocent flirting.
What?
I'm just not going to share stuff.
You don't want to get in trouble.
That's pretty much it. Because some people might consider it non-innocent. Although I still consider it innocent.
You mean like most of the stories you've told us?
So now it gives question you of the week. A barometer of how bad it is. No. What was your response to the innocent flirting? You actually got a response to your innocent flirting.
Okay. Somebody give us a journey. Are we doing it on the thing here?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we do it on here?
Where's my Twitter? That's
good. Do you need me to pull it up for you?
No. Jeff's corner.
Jeff's corner. Jeff's Twitter.
Apparently, life is like a bag of carrots. Apparently.
From?
Here it is. My only post. Alright, we got more response from the I'll Be Danged here, saying that she was asking for it. And yeah, she was. She was definitely asking for it.
If you want to know what she was asking, don't forget to check out the Innocent Flirting Twitter. @ Innocent Flirting with one I-N-O. Sent Flirting.
Yes. Yes. Maybe I should change the hashtag to one. No, because then people...
No, yeah, you want the hashtag to be innocent flirting. Yeah. If you got your own innocent flirting stories that you would like to hear read on this podcast, don't forget to write it into @ innocent flirting with the hashtag innocent flirting.
Next one's coming up today, just so you guys know.
Actually, you know what?
So watch out for that.
Oh, next one's...
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, you know, just look up the hashtag innocent flirting. I wonder if anybody else actually uses it.
Oh, probably.
I wonder what story.
It's gotta be a more than a me thing, dude. More than a me thing.
Maybe we just randomly pick some of those out randomly.
Hashtag innocent flirting. Hashtag gay for you. Let's read this. Let's read this post. All right. And I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say name of the who wrote this, but are you an interior decorator? Because when I saw you, the entire room became beautiful.
That's not great.
No, it's not. But this is gay for you. There's flirting. They're stealing my thing.
Then they're not stealing your thing. It's a hashtag. It's everybody's thing.
That's my thing. Ain't no one can use that, man. Oh, God. Oh, I hate it when people do that. That's annoying to me. When people put hashtags in their actual sentences.
No, that's just how it's done.
Is that how it's done?
Yeah, that's how it's done.
God, I hate Twitter. Wow.
Speaking of Twitter
stuff. Oh, because you save on characters.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Still hate Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Encore Gamers question of the week was, what's your favorite... No. What game did you get hyped into that disappointed you? We got no responses. What's up,
Encore Gamers
fan base?
All right. Everybody's ashamed, dude.
Pretty shame.
Ashamed of the game they bought because they didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna share that, man. Then people are gonna know I played that game. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not ashamed. And I've actually, you know, this is gonna be the same game I mentioned before, but it was Quest 64.
You're ashamed.
I'm ashamed of buying. Yes. I'm ashamed that I bought that game. The only reason I played it through is because I paid for it. Can't return video games.
That's true.
Once you open them.
Yeah, once you open
them. And that was open. Yeah, dude, I was just like, this game is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, dude. Yeah. There's no real story. You know, you get like this short like version of, hey, go save the world. And then that's it. Then you just go and fight monsters all the way through.
Yeah.
There's this whole linear like quest with these stupid magic attacks that really don't help you much, I don't think. And yeah. Yeah, confined to a circle.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a few games like that, but
yeah,
the game's
no. I'm ashamed. Historically, nobody liked it. All right, so the game that I got hyped into, and I didn't like, was Chrono Trigger.
You better not, bro. Oh God, man! That's like quit this podcast kind of answers, man.
No, in all seriousness, I think the game that I didn't actually buy it, but I think a game that I got hyped up for, I was very disappointed by, and I'm still never really got into it. I mean, I think it was the first time outside of sports games, it was the first like non-sports game that I was like, I just don't like this genre, like I just don't like this.
Sports in general.
No, I'm saying, but this is the first non-sports one.
Oh, non-sports one. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And that was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh.
Or no, Vice City. That was the first one.
Which one? Which one was it? Was it Vice City or San Andreas?
Vice City. Because that was the pink one. That would have been the first one I played.
The pink one.
The one in Miami.
It was all pink. Was
bunch yeah, of pink it was all everywhere. Neon. It was all 70s Miami. Yeah.
Why that one?
Well, I mean, it's not just that one. It's all Grand Theft Auto in general.
Did you play 3?
That is 3. Isn't it?
No. There's 3 and then there's Vice City.
Which one's 3?
3 is the one without the neon pink.
It's still in Miami, though. So,
I don't know if it's still in Miami.
Vice City is an extension of 3, right?
No.
No?
No.
Which one's 3, then?
3 is 3!
Is 3 the one that takes place in San Andreas?
Where does Grand Theft Auto 3 take place in?
According to GTA Wiki fandom,
Liberty City.
Takes place in the Liberty fall. City.
Calvin, that's right.
Claude arrive in Liberty City, having left the state of San Andreas 9 years previously.
What?
It doesn't matter. Liberty City.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really matter which Grand Theft Auto I say. I mean, I just...
It does matter!
It doesn't. It really doesn't for me. The first one I played was the original PlayStation one. I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Like, oh, yeah, you know.
That's a completely different game. It's a completely different game.
And everybody got all hyped up with Grand Theft Auto 3. And like, oh, this game's amazing. Like, oh, this looks so good. Nobody cared about Grand Theft Auto before 3 came out. Nobody gave a damn about Grand Theft Auto before 3 came out.
3 was the maker, man.
And so, you know, I sat down and I played the game. And I was like, what? That's it? This is it?
Did you finish the game?
No, I didn't even care. I didn't even care to do, like, 3 missions.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was so over the game. Like, I drove around, shot some people.
That's a very short period of time, dude.
Shot some people, stole some cars, you know, hooked up with a hooker, you know, did all the stuff that everybody's like, oh, this game's amazing.
Okay, wait. You just did the random things first.
That's what everybody does in Grand Theft Auto.
Not if you haven't played one before.
That's what everybody does in Grand
Theft Auto. Nah, man, I went through some missions, bro.
I mean, even Gail over here, when she picked up Grand Theft Auto for the first time, she just drove around blowing up cars.
In a tank. To be fair, Grand Theft Auto. I was obeying all the street laws.
The first Grand Theft Auto.
No, I think this was San Andreas.
It's not my fault if other cars don't actually stop at stoplights.
But still, San Andreas or 4, I think.
I don't know, it was really boring. And I got in trouble because I kept stop. Like,
no, I thought 4 was New York. Or is that 5?
God damn it, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know.
Because Vice City wasn't numbered, but I think this is supposed to be a continuation of Liberty City. I don't even know, man. It don't make no sense.
That was the wrong role model type of game, man.
Yeah.
Have the liberty of shooting anything. Mowing down people in the streets, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, you could just go around killing people. And if cops show up, you kill the cops. And then the copter shows up, and then you're just screwed.
Yeah.
Once you get the helicopter on you, man, you're screwed.
You know what game did the whole cops and robbers thing better? Jet Set Radio. Boom!
Jet Set Radio was awesome, dude.
Jet Set Radio was awesome.
Didn't they remake that? They remade it, didn't they?
They did a couple sequels, and they did like an Xbox remake, and nobody cares for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
And there were some levels, because there was a level where you just grind the entire way. You're just on like a roller coaster grinding the entire way. That was pretty fun, but...
That was one of the only games that I played on the Xbox.
No, you didn't play it on the Dreamcast?
No, I played it on the Xbox. What's
wrong with you?
I didn't have a Dreamcast, dude. You
monster. Oh, yeah. There's one more thing. You know, actually, I'm going to make this the Uncork Gamer's Question of the Week.
Oh, you're getting another turn? All right.
That wasn't mine last time.
That was mine.
That was hers.
Oh, that's right.
So there's one more news story, and I'm psyching them in together. It's going to be the Uncork Gamer's Question of the Week as well. So recently, somebody noticed that there was a patent, a Sony patent, for backwards compatibility. So the Uncork Gamer's Question of the Week...
PlayStation 4?
Is...
The PlayStation 3?
It was a patent from like 2015 that's been like re-upped recently.
Ah.
So people are speculating that maybe we'll hear something about it in E3 or something like that. So my Uncork Gamer's Question of the Week is...
Wait. Diablo 3 is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, Diablo 3 is coming to Nintendo Switch.
All right, go ahead.
Does anybody care? Does anybody care?
I'm still not convinced Terra, they'll actually run on it.
The MMO Terra is coming to the PS4 and Xbox One. Okay. Yeah, are we done?
I hate you.
So the question is, how much do you really care about backwards compatibility?
Can I answer right now?
No.
Write down your answer so you remember it.
No, I know. This is something that I've fought with.
Oh, and before. How far back do you want it to go?
Okay, well, that creates a lot more issues.
Well, maybe not want, but care that it goes. How far back do you care that it goes? Right, because, you know, if you want something like, oh, I want to play all my Super Nintendo games.
And remember, sorry,
PlayStation 4.
Compatibility applies to PC also. Because you can't
play. Oh, that's right. There's certain games you can't play anymore. Yeah.
That's kind of like, it's a weird one because you would have to, no, I mean, yeah, you would have to emulate it for consoles too, so.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Consoles are just computers in a prettier box.
No, it's weird though, because like the things... It's weird. I'll get into it later. I know why you can't play things on computers. Because they changed so much of it that like the things that it uses, that it relies on the hardware, don't exist. Nothing does it anymore. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm telling it to do this. I'm telling it to give me a cheeseburger and keep giving me milkshakes. What am I supposed to do with that?
You know, I've played a game in which that is an actual scenario.
This is... This is a comparison. Computer and cheeseburgers? Oh my god, man. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Is man. That the Alexa ghost?
Alright. Well then.
Respond to the Uncork Gamer's Question of the Week. Posted on both Twitter and our Facebook page. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, please write them in to our Twitter page, our Facebook, or UncorkGamers@gmail.com. If you have any innocent flirty stories you would like to hear, write them into UncorkGamers@gmail.com or send them to the Innocent Flirting Twitter @InnocentFlirting, InnocentFlirting.
Or you can just look for Jeff's Corner.
Is that what it's called? You changed the name of it? Jeff's
Corner? No, that's my name on it.
Oh, is it?
That's the name.
At Jeff's Corner? No, it's at Innocent Flirting.
It's at Innocent Flirting, but the name set to it is Jeff's Corner, yeah.
Can you just look it up like that? I thought you had to do the at name.
No, you can look it up like that.
You can look up my person name.
I hate Twitter.
Yeah, you look up my name. You can look up my name, man. Black Hole Flare right there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
At Jeff's Corner, there you go.
Look Jeff's
it up
Corner.
Like, it's probably easier to remember.
I'm going to do it right now, even though it's my account.
You find out you're wrong, you're like, damn it.
All right, dudes.
Don't forget to give us those 5-star ratings, thumbs ups. Tell people you like it. Spread the word of the Uncork Gamer so that we can grow and maybe get some more interviews and possibly some free games to give out if, because we're not going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. People have to give us that for free. That's how that's going to happen. All you fans at home, you got to make it.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen, bro.
We are on iTunes.
This bastard. There's a Jeffrey's Corner.
Player FM.
Yeah, but you're Jeff.
Stitcher.
Ooh, that makes me angry.
Our newest episode is on SoundCloud, and if you want, look for us in the future.
There's a Jeff's Corner!
In the near future.
There's another Jeff's Corner!
On YouTube as well, on the Uncorked Gamers YouTube channel.
Why is there so many Jeff's Corners?
Just Jeffs like to talk about themselves.
Damn it.
And don't forget to send in your support for Jeff's weight loss 2018 goals. Has he got a week and a half left?
No. It's 2 months total.
2 months. Oh, 2 months total.
So this is the second week.
Second week.
Yeah. So it's a total of 9 weeks.
Send him that love and support. Give him that encouragement that he needs. See y'all next week.